from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Let's get more Astros with our expert guys watching games all the time, every day. Robert Flores, MLB Network. Remember, you can catch him every morning on MLB Network, MLB Central, and which is now available as a standalone streaming service for all of the baseball fans here in Houston. Go ahead and check it out. For more info, go to MLBNetwork.com. RoFlo, good to hear from you as always. Before we get into things, Framber, he can be so annoying to me because he'll do what he did yesterday and just be like Framber. And I've said it a bunch. Framber has best starter in baseball type stuff and potentially mentality when he's there and when he's on. And then he has games where he's just up in the air and it's so up and down. But then last night he has a performance and it's like, how come he can't get anywhere to that level of consistency? Because he was masterful last night.
Yeah, look, I mean, I think it's fair to say that Framber Valdez, as you said, he's an ace. He's the Astros ace. He has one type stuff. And when it is on, like it was last night, he can make it look easy, but we all know that Framber is mercurial. He has been inconsistent, to say the least, this season. But I will say, I feel like over his last, we were talking about it this morning on MLB Central, I feel like his last handful of starts, maybe 3-4 starts or coming out of the All-Star break, they've been really good. Even if you look at his last start prior to last night, which I think, was that against the Tampa Bay Rays? I don't remember, but he gave up. It was the start where he gave up all those runs
in the first inning. Yeah.
But then from then on, domination. And that domination carried over to last night. Just to kind of highlight what we're talking about, remember this earlier in the season, I think it was this season where it was Framber and Yainer, and Framber just had a terrible start. And afterwards, Yainer basically said, yeah, he just went away from the game plan and did his own thing. You know, so it's just that type of stuff that sometimes creeps up with Framber. But look, guys, if they want to get where they want to go, he's going to have to be in the forefront. It's as simple as that.
Well, what about, while we're on that topic, not necessarily Framber, but the other starting pitching? I mean, these guys have been absolute nails, man. Let's start with the new addition, man. That new Kikuchi in H-Town has been
Kikuchi,
special twice
pop,
now.
Pop the Kikuchi, baby.
Now we're talking.
I was so afraid where RoFlo would go when he was unlocked.
Yeah,
and I use that like on SportsCenter back in 2016 or something. That's old school right there.
Yes, sir. He's been great though, man. These first two starts.
Yeah, he really has. And look, there was a lot of hand wringing and prospect clutching going on last week when it. when the Astros made the deal. But like when we were, when I was on with you guys last week, that's just, I mean, they were desperate. They're desperate for starting pitching. We know McCullers isn't coming back. I would be shocked if Luis Garcia comes back. So he's got to be really good. And fortunately for the Astros, these first two starts, I haven't had a chance to look at the pitch breakdown for him today, but I know in his first start, it was fastball and changeup.
Yep.
He basically ditched the curveball, and I don't know if that's something he carried over against the Rangers. And what the Astros, the reason they paid such the price for him, it's two things. One, they were desperate, but two, they love the swing and miss. He's a left-hander that throws a hot heater, and he misses bats. And if you're playing big games in September and in October, you need to miss bats.
Yeah. Robert Flores with us, MLB Network. Catch him every morning, MLB Central. And Roflo, I'm looking at this, and this division is tightly contested right now with the Mariners, the Astros, and even the Rangers. They, I don't think they feel like they're out of it. And we just kind of talked about this pitching and kind of where the Astros are, and they have struggled offensively. Do you sense that they are in the driver's seat right now when it comes to who will win the West?
I think driver's seat is a bit of a stretch. I'll just say they have their key in the ignition. You know, they have their hand on the car. Yeah. How about that? I mean, I just think, guys, it's going to come down to the last week. And you're right. I'm not quite ready to close the door on the Texas Rangers, even if they do lose today. Just the Mariners have such an advantage when it comes to the pitching. But the thing is, the Mariners don't hit. They don't score runs. I know they lost to the Tigers yesterday. They get a Rosarena. I think J-Rod is still on the injured list. So it's really going to be fascinating to see what happens. I can't tell you. And anyone that feels confident and is confident that they know what's going to happen, I think they're fooling you, because it's just going to come down to the final weeks. Because, like you said, I think it's a razor-thin margin between the two, even three teams.
Hey, look, again, in the vein of that conversation, Roflo, the answer to the question is obviously better, but how much better? When the Astros get Justin Verlander back and Tucker back in this, when you look at like kind of how this division is shaped up right now,
and then we
had the conversation we just had, and then you look and you go, yeah, but one team in this mix is getting Verlander back and's got a bunch of young ones that are throwing it well, and that new Kikuchi, and then all of a sudden you're getting Kyle Tucker back in this lineup. I mean, those are two major.
You're getting Kyle Tucker back.
Yeah, we think we're getting him back. I mean, so just when you take that into consideration, I mean, what kind of shot in the arm is that going to be? We know they're going to be better, but how much better do you think this team gets when those guys are on the field?
Well, I think from Verlander's perspective, they're desperate. I think it's unfair to expect Justin Verlander to come in at his age after missing.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
you deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
So much time and say, all right, JV, we're going to need 7 1/3, 10 punchies, one run. You know, no, I think it would be, it's wishful thinking to expect that right away from Verlander, or really even for the rest of this season and maybe for his career, for however much longer he wants to pitch. But can he give them 5 2/3, 6 punch outs, 2 runs, 6 innings, 4 punch outs, 3 runs. Yeah. And you know what? They'll take that because they need it. As far as Kyle Tucker, again, like, can we expect him back? We don't know. I mean, the Astros are notoriously pretty tight-lipped when it comes to injuries and how, you know, the progress and things like that. I don't know, guys. You know, he got injured early June, and here we are approaching mid-August. So we're kind of running out of time. And remember, guys, the other thing you have to consider is that the minor league season comes to an end pretty soon. You know, maybe, so they only play 138 games. So their calendar, you're running out of time where Kyle Tucker can go out on his rehab games. So it's going to be interesting to see what the timeline and how that all matches up. But to your point, they need him, guys. I mean, I wasn't watching, but did Yordan make a defensive miscue out there and left?
Absolutely. Yeah.
It was a bonehead.
Look, Yordan, I think, is a better defender than base runner, and you know, he's more athletic than people give him credit for. But
yeah, Ron,
what he's paid to do is to mash and hit bombs in the DH spot.
Thank you.
You know, they need Tucker playing right, figure out center field and figure out left field. So
yeah, Jake Myers, they figured out center field apparently.
Jake Myers, look, poor Chaz, he's just
ridiculous. I'm against it.
He's been going through it all season, and Jake Myers has had some moments.
Roflo, he's gonna have to play left field, right? I mean, you look at. I mean, I get the overall point, but you look when it matters the most. You look at the way this lineup is rolling right now.
Yeah.
I mean, Caratini hit a bomb today. I mean, Caratini is a bat that I don't know that they can treat as a day in day out backup catcher, right? I mean, I like, he's got to be that whole DH thing can't be just. I mean, I know I'd like for it to be, but it can't be just for Yordan Alvarez. When it matters, they got to get more bats in the lineup.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, I want to make sure Yordan Yordan has said he likes playing out there some, but I think we can agree that he's been out there probably more than what they would like. So yeah, you're right, and I'm with you. Look, at this point, this team needs runs, man. The runners in scoring position just oof. It is not. It has been dicey the last handful of games. You're going to have to throw Caratini, put him in, you know. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens over these next few weeks.
You guys were talking about the offense real quick, Roflo, because they didn't get a bat at the deadline, and there was talk of Diaz from the Rays trying to get there. Even with Tucker back healthy, do they have enough offense?
So, I don't know. I really don't. You know, when they're rolling, when they're getting knocks.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.